Long day.
More than anybody, I hate John Rice.
I thought you were going to
because
say
why?
John Rice is gay and a bottom.
And he's got an enormous
and he has
dick.
A huge cock.
It's yeah. It's
and
really
like, just
big.
Just fucking trade me.
Like, it's really big.
You're not even using it.
Yeah.
You're just getting fucking, you're getting boners from getting butt fucked, and you're going to leave me over here with a tiny cock? Trade
How
me.
How big is your dick, though?
But there's certain guys you should be thankful they're gay.
It depends. Am I measuring by pushing the ruler into the fat? Like what
yeah.
hits them?
Yeah, yeah.
Or am I measuring like yeah. just what's visible?
You can put it, because if you push in, you know, if you're inserting.
If I measure the bottom?
No, if you insert, you're that's going to like push it back.
Oh, I know. Dude, you got to do
So you can push it back.
It's kind of like when.
No, it's a number.
Yeah.
I like to measure so, in words.
If I use a ruler from the bottom, I'm just a
Why
hair.
Why are you dope, not the bottom?
Well, that's where the cool part is.
Oh my God.
You don't
God.
Measure from the ball sack. You start it right at the base. You start at the part that stays
Me?
Dry.
No, I don't.
You start at the part that stays dry when you fuck a lady. You wouldn't understand this. When you fuck a lady, the whole thing gets wet.
How many people have you had sex with?
Mike's actually got some, like, pulled some numbers.
Probably well, only like 250, 300.
Okay.
Not that bad.
And how many have you paid for?
Like only 30.
Oh. Awesome.
Yeah. No, I put up some fucking numbers. I got.
Mike does well for a big boy.
White Magic Johnson, dude. I'm fucking.
I think, no, wait, the thing is, okay, when I was younger.
AIDS.
Oh, you think I'm this fat with AIDS, John?
Yeah.
You think my fucking metabolism lost to AIDS?
Yeah, I think you have to feed the AIDS.
When I was younger.
No, they're eating good.
I had a man tell me, like, you boys think skinny girls are good. But you just wait till you get older. You want a little meat on them. And I'll tell you, I never fucked a fat chick, but I fucked plenty of fat dudes, and I like it.
Really?
They're nice. They try harder.
They try harder.
Fat
but they,
guys have no self-esteem, and yeah, so they derive
different.
It from their penis.
It's different. A lot
Stop
of fat
with
girl,
your
nah.
fucking skinny supremacy.
Nah, fuck that. A lot Wait, of fat girls quick, are pillow princesses, dude. A lot of fat girls just want to fucking lay there and let a skinny dude do the
First
work.
First off, they don't want to lay there. That. That's all they're going to do because they're lazy and fat. They didn't
yes.
get there by accident.
Yes.
But hold on. Let's start the podcast.
I work out.
Welcome to Highly Social. This is Mike Eaton, your host.
This is Highly Social with Mike Eaton. Bitches. Show Mike Eaton your titties.
We are sponsored by The Creek in the Cave, the best comedy club in all of Austin, Texas. Open mics 6 days a week, 5 days a week. How many days a week that you have, they have them. Come do them. And then also, we are brought to you by Golden Cricket. Sean Strickland, noted white supremacist and misogynist, said that he hated Golden Cricket bars. So, do you hate women? Do you hate whatever else I just said? Buy Golden Cricket to show him who's right. And we're also brought to you by... There's a bong company. There's a bong company and I can't...
Do we start the podcast while we wait for Mike to
Someone
say the last fucking sponsor?
Someone stole my bong at the last studio and then I didn't have a bong sponsor, but it's a cool bong and they're modular pieces. Go watch old episodes and find me do the promo there. And we're brought to you by them. And today we're joined by two very extra special guests. We've got John Carden and Colton Dowling. Welcome, boys. Welcome
what
to
up?
The pod.
Sorry,
happy to be
sorry
here.
We're so masculine in
sorry,
here.
Sorry, we're so fucking. I'm smoking a peach vape. I'm a man.
This does look like a Morgan Wallen music video.
Mm. That's just the way I talk.
Nice.
Yeah.
No, you gotta say the N-word now.
All right, no.
No, I get to say the N-word. And we will find out after the break.
Subscribe to the Patreon to watch us all pronounce every letter of the N-word.
Aye.
All the way down to the hard R.
Have they done a Sesame Street of that with a Count Chocula or whatever that guy is? Just
one hard R.
Count Chocula?
Two hard R. Whatever he's doing.
The it's Count? The Count. Count Chocula is my hero.
What is your favorite cereal?
Reese's Puffs.
That yeah. doesn't shock me. I'm not floored by that.
Of course, it's the best cereal. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, Mike picked the best one.
Yeah, you're going to hate the one
Who's
I
your
like.
Favorite boxer? Muhammad Ali. Yeah, fucking
not
nice
me.
Answer.
Not after I found out what he thought about Israel versus Palestine.
What did he think? Israel should float like a butterfly, sting like a bee? They've been doing it.
Oh,
they've been stinging like a bee like crazy.
They've been stinging.
They haven't done a lot of the float, but they've been stinging, dude.
No, the Palestinians have been floating.
They, dude. How cool is it to go in to kill a person you hate with your whole energy. Like, man, I've been raised
and
to
all
hate.
You have is a rock.
No, no, you've been raised to hate these people. You're a fucking Palestinian. You barely have a sixth grade education. You've lived in an open air prison for your fucking 20 adult years. And then you're
that
like,
that is a lot of
today we get to kill the Jews. And then you get in a paraglider with a fucking a Dyson fan on the back. And you go, I hate kill Jews. And you fly it and it works. No, you're going against the Iron Dome, the U.S.-funded best defense in the whole world. Uh-huh. These are the Purple People Eater Minnesota Vikings. They are defense. They are the 85 Bears.
Wait,
they are fucking you up. And then you just float in like, welcome to Travis Pastrana's New Generation.
I learned in Malibu.
Allah Akbar.
Yeah.
So what you're saying, cool.
Watch me do a 360 kickflip. They're getting Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2 combos. Yeah. Just off the wall. Flying in.
Bomb in your face.
Combo.
1,000 points.
Combo. Are they also like...
Blind melon. Rape. Whoa!
Why is rape worth so many points?
You gotta grind rape. If you wanna get experience,
you gotta get that rape combo, dude. You gotta get that 6 rape combo going, and then you can bounce over to fucking, you know, homicide.
Dude, it is Yoni Hawk's Pro Jewish 2. You gotta get that rape combo. Dude, Hawk is the worst Jewish surname.
Fuck. Well, we just canceled ourselves in the first 5 minutes of this fucking podcast.
Oh, no. 7 people are going to be so mad.
Oh, dude, we're going to get so much hate mail from those 7 people. They're all Palestinians.
They don't have internet. We're good.
That's why I feel so comfortable.
They're out. We're great.
You know what would be so fucked up if you took a break from your child getting killed at school to post a mean Yelp review?
We're going to get a hate pigeon. Yeah. We're gonna get a hate pigeon, dude. It's gonna fly up.
How are they communicating? Twitter still?
Mostly prayer chants.
Oh, because they do the
smoke signals.
Dude, I love that song. I really do.
That was on your number one, your Spotify rap?
So I went to Indonesia after high school, and I just was there for a month. And every, like, 3 times a day or whatever, how many times, they do the, and I'm like, it was amazing. I recommend it.
You recommend Indonesia?
Well, I recommend the call to prayer. Yeah. The call to prayer. I think that's what it is.
I don't think that's the same religion.
No, it's Indonesians.
Muslim. It's Muslim?
It's Muslim.
Indonesians are Muslim?
I think most of the country is Muslim. Yeah. When I was there, they bombed the Manchester United soccer team.
Ooh, okay. How'd that go?
They lost. They didn't do it.
They lost. It was a draw.
It was like a regular soccer game. No points.
Yeah. The bomb was a draw after 94 minutes of play.
It was really disappointing.
That was my favorite joke growing up, was the Daniel Tosh joke about soccer. It was like, yeah, I know it's the most popular sport in the world, but 80% of the world doesn't have air conditioning. And 90 minutes is about how long you have to run before you get tired enough to sleep in a hot room.
You didn't do that justice.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe
that's
he's bad at
favorite
comedy.
Joke growing up?
I know. You need better fucking examples.
Mine was Dave Chappelle's, "Now I'm not driving. Chip was driving. And then I married a chip."
Okay. Relatability. Yeah. See?
Wow. What was your favorite joke growing up?
Probably
you might be a redneck. No, if you're me,
it was a tater salad story. Hands down.
Oh, gross.
It was a tater salad story. It was fucking great.
My family took turns telling that.
I didn't get escorted out of a bar. I got thrown out of a bar like a fucking frisbee. It's a great joke.
Have you heard him talk about
who's him?
Ron White.
Oh,
I don't know any
of that. Tater salad joke, dude.
No, he has a joke about being a 15-year-old boy.
He talks too slow. Yeah, I have ADHD.
Oh, that helps
lock
me.
In, brother.
I was actually having a conversation with him, and I was like, hurry the fuck up. I knew that it was going to be interesting, and I knew that what he was saying was good. It's like Tupac.
I need my Southern men to be faster.
Yeah.
Talks yeah, that's a waste. You want the Southern draw on fast forward?
Yes.
Well, we're going to sound like Boom out of the back end.
Yes. I want him auctioner.
Auctioneer?
Yeah. Auctioneer.
We're going once, twice for the booty hole. We're going to get the booty hole. We're going to get here once.
Oh, I'm in. Uh-oh, when I come. I came once. I came twice.
The gay auctioneer is fun.
Dude, gay auctioneer at a fucking brothel, just banging out. What is it, a brothel if it's all guys?
A brothel?
I like to think so. Have you ever been to a brothel?
I've been to a whorehouse.
That's a brothel.
Yeah.
Where?
Henderson, Nevada.
Okay, yeah,
okay,
that checks
so
out.
Like the one.
Yeah. The Bunny Ranch?
Yeah.
Of course you did. You privileged piece of shit.
Oh, which I'm sorry.
No, I had to go to a brothel in Reno. Do you know what that's like? It's a fucking...
No, thank God.
It's a haunted house.
Yeah. Boo, you want some pussy? Like, that's terrifying.
And I went as the passenger. I wouldn't pick the place. I know.
Does the passenger get to fuck?
I don't... I did not fuck at this particular...
Have you ever paid for sex?
No.
Colton?
Yes.
Okay.
It was Indonesia.
Okay.
And they
say
and,
more things.
Yeah.
Was it ladyboys?
No. What's at the this exchange point, rate I was like? Still fucking women.
Okay.
And
it's weird to think about you encroaching on our territory.
Here's the thing. I'm so happy he's gay. I've never been more happy a human being's gay in my entire life.
Yeah. Bam. You're the Calvin Klein model. You're going to fuck what we fuck?
Yeah, it's not fair. It's not fair.
Get in a swamp.
He's also fucking jacked. There's that too. It's like, I've never met a gay dude that's in like horrible shape, even if they're fat.
Oh yeah, if there's tons.
Oh yeah, that's why I like them.
You like them chunky.
I like them. I like them like corn fed.
Like JJ Watt.
Cream corn fed.
Cream corn. No.
How hard would you fuck JJ Watt?
Too much cream. How much?
How hard would you fuck JJ Watt?
I hope not at all. I hope he would fuck me.
Oh okay.
Whoa.
Yeah, I like to get railed.
Colt, you're gonna hurt yourself.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite jokes of all time. Because it is just like a beautiful glimpse into older America, but trying their best.
It's
like
dad
when
trying
my mom like, you know, shares an Instagram story with me. Like, this is funny. It's like, you're trying.
Does your mom talk about your sex life at all?
Oh, no.
Oh, my mom was so open. I knew who my mom was fucking, how she was fucking them. A lot of times I came home and caught it.
My mom dated a guy.
A lot of times?
Dude, so many times. I walked in my mom fucking so many times, dude. We lived in a trailer. Those are thin walls.
It's a shaky room.
You know what I mean? You know the second you walk up to that door, what's going down. You're like, yo, 4 o'clock cartoons are not going to hit the same
Tammy,
today.
Tammy, stop! Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not going to hit the same.
That's the bus driver!
I would put on Young and the Restless just so the fucking sounds would cancel each other out.
At some point, you were probably like, this guy's not even making her come.
Yeah.
Oh, I could tell a shitty lay for sure.
Randy can't rail for shit!
No, Randy could fuck. No, Randy can fuck. That was stepdad number three, dude. That dude
Randy
throw it down.
Made my mom sound like a bullfrog. That boy had dick on him.
He was gay. I'm pretty sure Randy was gay. Yeah, I'm at least... He took the doorknobs off our door so he could catch us masturbating. And he would always catch us 5 minutes after he saw us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was like...
He could smell it.
I got you.
Wait, take you 5 minutes?
Yeah, I mean, he'd watch it.
You're really enjoying yourself.
Also, yeah, how long do you take to jerk off? Yeah. Colton, how long do you take to jerk off?
I tried for 30 seconds.
I was in a trailer,
John,
dude. I had nothing else to do.
Fuck you and you know your, I mean? Damn, your damn stories. Tell me the answer right now.
If it's train?
John, you go home right now. You go to jerk off to get rid of the poison of the night. How long is that
poison
taking?
Poison of the night? I hate that that's what you call a night batch.
Yeah, the sad part.
Night batch is the fucking poison of the night.
A night batch?
Yeah, a night batch, dude.
A witch's brew?
Yeah. Double, toil and trouble. Grab the oils. It rubs the skin.
Batch? Oh, do you use lube? You fucking psychopath?
I like that.
Dry jacks forever.
You dry jack?
I got calluses, baby.
Dude, fuck that. Lube it or lose it, dude.
No, I absolutely agree with you. People that get lotion are just fucking psychopaths.
Yeah.
You're out of your mind, dude.
What, you're clean up? Yes. Gross.
It is a nice moment for yourself.
No,
enjoy it.
Pour yourself back. You know what's such a nice moment? What's such a nice moment is right after I come when my dick's all soft and greasy, and then I just gotta rub my body with future laundry. Oh, man, it's so much smaller when it's soft. And then I just gotta wax that around Mr. Miyagi style.
Yes.
Until I'm just depressed.
That's called self-love.
No.
Cleaning up is self-love, dude. No, fuck that.
That's
okay?
A special occasion drink. You have a hotel only.
No, you have a horrible relationship with sex, okay? You have a fucking god-awful relationship. Because if you really loved yourself, you would light a motherfucking candle. You're going to prop up the phone just right. You're going to lay at the right angle. You're going to fucking stroke slow.
Is that what Randy did?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Let me just slow you down.
Someone learned from six fathers how to jerk off.
How often are you doing this?
three times a week. I'm not an every night jacker.
I'm a two times a day jacker.
Yeah, easily.
See, I'll let them build up, dude. What's the point?
Oh, gross.
What's the point, dude, if you're not throwing a huge load?
Doug, can
if
I tell
you? Not throwing a huge load, why are we doing this?
Can I tell you boys something I've never told anyone, not even my therapist?
Yes.
My very first wet dream of all time, the very first time I came in my sleep.
Was the first time you saw Colton naked?
I was 29 years old.
29?
I was 29 years old. And it was the middle of the pandemic, and I hadn't gotten laid in a while, and I had been using the VR goggles and the blowjob robot for the first time, and then I had taken, like, a week off. Not a crazy amount of time, just, like, a week. And then I woke up in the middle of it, and it just cummed my pants like crazy.
So that just happened to Chip, and he woke up, and he thought he had chlamydia because there was a discharge.
Yeah.
And then he
got pre-cum.
Dude, I threw a giant gooper in my pants.
Yeah. He just was drizzling. He was just drizzling.
And
got tested, and the doctor was like, hey, even if you got it, hey, let's just give you the shot. And he was on antibiotics. He was telling me about it. And I was like, I don't have it. But he had been fucking around.
Do better. Yeah.
And he just turns out he just came his pants at 43 years old.
Whoa.
Damn.
That's but also the second time that it happened. I've only had two wet dreams in my life. The first time 29, second time 3 months ago. I was on tour with the Dope City guys. And so all of their tour stuff.
Matt Bellick's hair turned you on?
No, they get a room like from the venues, but it's a suite plus a couch bed. So we all drew straws for there'd be two beds and then a couch bed. Who would share it?
You got it.
And the first three or four nights, I was on the couch. I snore like crazy, but so does Tim. Thank God, you know, not alone. And then,
shout
like
out to Tim Hamlin.
The fifth or sixth night, I drew a bed, and I slept in a bed. But it's Matt on the other bed, Tim and his girlfriend on the couch bed.
Know all this?
Too many details.
That's the podcast. The podcast is too many details.
It's making
I'm
gross.
Gonna say my
yeah, it is.
It's self-indulgent.
No, I feel dirty.
I have to cut the fat everywhere else. I'm not doing it on my own pod.
Where do you cut the fat? Where have you ever cut the fat?
Thanksgiving with a knife.
Yeah,
you fuck.
Brisket's the only fat you've ever fucking cut.
Listen,
is it comfy being
fat? Do you cut yourself shaving your head? Yeah. No, it doesn't naturally, you bald fuck. Don't be mean to me.
Is it comfy being fat?
Of course. Yeah. Of course it's comfy. Kidding me?
Yeah.
Every chair is a beanbag.
Until he goes to stand up.
Oh, dude, standing fucking ribs. I got calves like a god. They've been holding this frame for a fucking 2 decades.
Dude, if you lost 30 pounds, you could dunk.
No.
Yeah.
If I lost 30 pounds, I could probably stand through a game. I'm not gonna dunk. Oh, you want me to crossover? I got Down syndrome. I'm not doing basketball. Anyways, the second time I came, I
Jesus fucking
yeah, let's circle back.
But
please keep
understand all of the context is to tell you how fucking weird it was to wake up in a hotel room in Fort Wayne, Indiana, in a Days Inn or whatever, and then wake up and be like, oh, I got cum in my pants. I can't just immediately fix this because Matt Bellick is sleeping 6 feet from me and Tim and his girlfriend are sleeping 10 feet from me.
They're sleeping. Just eat
Ish.
It. Eat it.
Yeah. Have you tasted your cum?
Yeah. Just slurp it up.
Have you tasted your cum?
Absolutely.
Whoa! You're gay too!
No.
I've never tasted. Who I'm tastes her cum?
First off, I'm not going to let a woman taste something I haven't sampled.
What the fuck is wrong with you, Mikey?
I don't want cum in my mouth! What are you talking about?
You eat everything else.
Yeah, I know, right? You gross cums?
This is where you draw the line?
Do you eat your fingernails?
Yeah, no.
No. That's different.
Do you?
No!
It's not fluid.
You pee in a cup and drink it?
If in a survival situation, I would.
Okay, Bear Grylls, but that's not the point.
Wait, you never went.
Not once.
You let all those poor innocent women.
One time,
200 women. Number was 200. 200 women tasted a batch that he's never sampled.
Not all of them tasted it.
I don't trust it.
But one time a lady was coming over and I was trying to jerk off so I'd last longer, and she rang the doorbell as I came. Crazy synchronicity. But I came and it freaked me out, and I came on my own cheek.
So it was a real.
But did you let it drip down?
No, I felt the warm on my cheek.
Pussy.
And I went, ah! And I wiped it off. And I banged her about it.
They banged her about it.
Yeah. You tasted your cum?
It's not weird.
From you, I expect it, but no. From you?
Well, I'm a real Thomas Edison about cum. Yeah. I never stop asking questions.
If cum gets
have you ever seen Thomas Alva Edison references ever been made? Thomas Alva Edison references. Deep cut. That's so
have
great.
You ever seen cum get struck by lightning?
Not twice.
Fuck.
It makes a little crisp.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, man, this is my favorite podcast we've ever done.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
But you've never tasted your own, but you never wondered once.
No.
Salty or sweet?
No. Same. I know it's not sweet. I know it's not sweet.
Same.
Do you know my diet?
You've never
my chemicals?
You've never like thought about it once.
Ooh, tastes like a 7-Eleven steak and Jack Chiquito.
You guys are monsters.
What do you want from me? I'm a monster. You tasted your own cum.
Yes, because I care.
You put your own babies in your mouth.
I gave a shit. Yes, I'm not going to do that to somebody else and not do it to me.
It's a gift.
You are very conservative. There is babies.
Right?
It starts at cum? I've never even heard that before. Yeah.
How pro-life is Mike?
I am a hardcore Republican and also a serial killer by my own definition. I got 8 bodies.
That is my favorite Bible verse. Is Abraham, one? His brother died, so he had to fuck his wife, mm-hmm. his brother's wife.
And
he didn't want to come Jacob in her, so he came on her back, and then God was like, don't ever do that again.
Yeah, don't waste it.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Yeah.
That's what God said.
You know what we did? We didn't waste it. We gave it a taste.
That's crazy.
Why?
You don't waste
You're
a taste.
You're not a chef. Your cock isn't making a recipe. You are exploding cums. And you decided, apropos of nothing, that you were like, oh, ladies.
No, it's apropos of nothing. I put it a little bit on my finger.
A little bit on your finger. Why not a whole glob?
Yeah, like a sample.
Why not take the full load?
Because
you
want to
know what she's experiencing.
No, I treated
You're trying to be empathetic.
No.
You want to know what she's experiencing. Take the load down your throat, John.
Hold on.
It's not going to touch your taste buds. But it's going to touch the back of your fucking throat. Do it that way. Get a turkey baster and cum yourself.
No, hey. You treat it the way cops treat cocaine in movies. You go a little taste it.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Cops are bad people.
No, I'll tell you from experience, back of the throat is the easiest shit to take.
Yeah.
So what he's doing,
of course, is what he's doing is gay.
Is accurate. No. Mm-hmm. What you're doing, back of the throat, you're like fucking down the hatch.
I wouldn't put it there either. That's where I put it for them. Like a gentleman.
No, a gentleman takes
you can't reach the back.
A gentleman
can't reach the back of the throat. You wouldn't.
If I push really hard.
Yeah, but really hard, they got to open up wide. You know what
have
I mean?
Have you ever seen those things that. Do you remember when you were a kid and they had that like plate of needles and you could push your hand into it and make a shape?
Yeah.
And you'd put your face into
it? You put your dick on it?
That's my pubis. And girls are just making face impressions while they're deep throat me. And just. Bah! Leave a face mark.
You've got a memory foam dick?
Dude, I've broken a couple of nose bones on my fucking.
Dylan just told me he got a bloody nose from getting face fucked.
How cool was that?
So fun.
He told me that too. I high-fived him immediately. And then while he was bleeding, the guy sucked him?
Yes.
What a shit. Guys are so much cooler.
Except
you. Except tasting cum.
Except you. You.
Weird.
Except you.
I have a dilemma. This is actually.
Boy, is Mike going to be confused next time he nuts. He dry rubs it out.
I'm not going to be confused. I'm going to come in the sock and throw it at the wall like a gentleman. Every time.
A sock? You wear that sock again?
You still come in a sock?
Is that why your shoes are yellow?
Those are cum socks, my boy. Those are getting a fat load later. Right or left, I don't care.
What do you call it? A night load?
He called it a night badge.
It's a night badge.
Like a fucking psychopath.
It's a night badge, dude.
I kind of like that.
I hate that. A night badge?
A night badge, dude.
That sounds like the cookies I forgot to finish baking.
You didn't forget.
I call it.
You didn't forget.
I underbaked cookies rip.
I call it one more.
One more?
One more.
What's one more?
Just one more.
For me, it's special, dude. I had to masturbate so much because I was sad. You know what I mean? I was growing up, I was masturbating.
Oh, you were
something.
Sad? Fuck you. That's not an excuse. We all masturbated so much.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Now I want a positive.
You were in a trailer park. I was in a suburb. We were masturbating the same amount.
I want a relationship with my dick time. I don't think that's a weird thing.
Tasting it is.
Yeah, no, that might be a little weird, but I still did it.
You're very focused on that.
I owned it.
It grosses me out because it seems to be a commonality amongst a bunch of people.
Yeah, I know. Everybody's doing it.
Why is everybody tasting their own cum?
Because it's
Let me ask you this. Have you ever looked at a girl's asshole?
Yeah. Who cares?
Why in the
That's a girl's fuck slot.
Okay, let's talk about
that's a big double standard you've created, a sweaty asshole than my cum.
That is absolutely bonkers, dude. It's mine. Yes, it's mine. If it came out of me, it can go in me. Those are the fucking rules.
Okay, eat your own shit.
Yeah, it's fine. No, go you eat girl shit.
You eat girl shit.
You eat girl shit.
You have fecal matter on your tongue. There's no denying that.
So what?
Yeah, you want it in the back of your throat.
But you will take shit.
I was in the throes of passion. I don't get in the throes of passion with my own dick. I'm not happy about what's happening. I'm getting the poison out. I'm brewing an egg batch.
Stop calling it poison.
It's not poison.
It is poison. Mm. It lives in your balls and it makes you want to do bad things.
That's why he's never tasted it.
Oh, yeah. You got to make sense.
To be fair, the closest I ever came to tasting it is one time I'd eaten like...
That's why he doesn't have a kid.
2,500 milligrams of edibles in like 3 days. I don't have a kid because I've spent 20 grand at this point. But
Jesus.
Abortions ain't cheap, baby! Yeah,
but 20 is a lot.
That's a lot of it, yeah.
Yeah, I spent $300 on an abortion.
I've spent like $550,000 on child support.
If I can't call my punk band gay abortion, I'm gonna be so. That's so cool.
No, it
you're
be called,
crossing off our bucket list.
No,
that's
it should be called.
Sick.
It should be called abortion. B O A R S H I N.
No, it should be called baby slay.
I love it.
Baby slay. Right, thank God we got a fucking clip. All right, so,
but you don't think we got a clip out of tasting our own jizz?
I'm so mad about it.
On a minute and a half. That was a good run.
Yeah, we talked about that a long time.
But serious talk. So I filmed the OnlyFans special. I do the special. We talked about it last time. Didn't go great. It's fine. I'm bad at comedy. We all understand. But
I heard it was a bad show.
Listen.
I heard nobody did good.
No,
that's
shut
not
up.
True.
Who
two
did good?
People did good. Lucas McRae did good, and Mike Eaton did good. And then
wait, that's you.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
But not great.
Yeah, okay.
Good, not great. Too lit, whole thing. But it's part of the contract for extra free money is you post a bunch on OnlyFans. So I've been posting on OnlyFans. I'm just posting food stuff. And I talked to their
you meeting. Eating food?
No. Just pictures of my food.
Okay.
It's not sexual in any way.
I'm gonna post.
I
Jim
posted.
Selfies.
So
I got OnlyFans. I post butt pics.
Find them. OnlyFans.
ColtonTravels.com wow. or something. I don't know the URL.
We'll put it in the show notes. Do butt pics in different places?
Yeah, that's my thing.
Yeah.
Is I'm coming to a city near you. Come fuck my me.
Come fuck my me. Come fuck my me.
That's so.
Colton, I got to take you on the road.
So
I would love that. I need somebody to take me somewhere. Everybody's like, you're too much.
So I posted like 5-10 things, nothing crazy, just pictures of me. And then I talked to their media director and she told me what I should do is make my subscription free, but make all of the posts cost money to look at and then make it cost money to message me. And then I have an autoresponder message that says like, hey, I'm a comedian. I'm not here to show hole. I just want to be upfront about
hole.
This. I'm not showing hole. Mm.
Front hole?
Pussy.
No hole. I'm not doing anything sexual. I was just, it's a euphemism.
No, I've heard of hole.
For whoring. Yeah. So I was like, I'm not going to show hole. I'm not here to be sexy. I'm just here to post food pics and some behind the scenes comedy stuff. I get a guy that pays $5 to respond to that message. His username is John Doe. Like John 8468888. John Doe. Something like that. He pays $5 to say, oh man, I was really hoping to see more of that sexy body. And I responded, well, I'm shy. And then he has to pay $5 more to be like. So we have like $100 conversation of just be like being coy. And then he said he would send me a bunch of money for pictures of me shirtless and it could stay between us. So I thought, you know, free money, whatever.
This is getting good.
So he didn't specify. He just said a bunch. So I sent just a picture of me like this, just a little titty action. And he sent me $25.
Okay.
And then he responded, you're so fucking sexy. Your body's so fucking hot. And then I said, oh, I'm so shy. And then like another $40 worth of communication. And then he sends like a $20 tip and he goes, please show me more of that sexy body. So I sent a picture. I got a towel around my waist. I stuck out a little bit of the fat down here. and I took a picture, and then he sent me $400.
So Mike's buying dinner.
So no. But what do I do next?
Wait, hold on. I got a quick question.
Going.
Let me ask this because I know you personally. We're friends. Can I ask a question about the legal stuff?
Which legal stuff?
Did you pay the probation money with the OnlyFans money?
No. So I'm on weed probation. We don't talk about it because Mike's a criminal. I paid that with work money.
Okay.
But I did pay rent last month and this month with OnlyFans money.
That is fucking hilarious.
Pretty cool.
I love that scheme.
But you won't taste your own cum.
Yeah, that's weird.
No.
$400, you're tasting your own cum.
Yeah, $400 to send a fucking shirtless selfie, but you won't taste your own batch?
If he sent me, and this, it feels really shitty to say this out loud, but if he sent me 10 grand.
10? Fuck you.
Less than 10?
Thank you. Fuck you.
Thank you.
You're not doing that good.
That's not the point.
You're not doing that good.
But I would take a video of coming and then touching it and then licking it for 10 grand. But no less. No less.
Why?
I don't want that.
Who cares?
I also have a moral dilemma about whether or not I should send this guy pictures.
What the hell? I feel bad.
Mike, I would say,
I'm not going to fuck him. I'm not going to do anything else unless it's a crazy amount of money. I feel bad. That's a guy. He's working somewhere.
He has
to go to a job
you
that
don't
he hates.
Know. Mike, I have three children.
Everyone hates their job. I have three children.
I would have stripped and sent that man whatever the fuck he wanted. Okay?
Yeah, because you forgot to pull out three times or couldn't afford the second pill.
You're damn right. I'm going to buy my daughter's birthday presents with my fucking cock money. You're damn right. And I've got no fucking shame in it.
Can we talk
about... Because I tasted my own batch.
Gary Faust gave his son his Christmas/birthday present.
Gary Faust... Oh,
he posted on Facebook.
Gareth Fisk.
Same difference. Gary Faust posted a picture on Instagram. Yeah. Gary, I hope you're watching this. Gary Faust posted a picture on Instagram of him giving his son his Christmas/birthday present, and it was an Xbox.
Yeah.
And one, it's my first reaction.
It's an Xbox One.
My first reaction when I see is adorable.
Refurbished.
Good job, Gary. You got Gary Jr. something. Second thought is, nothing says I don't have custody like giving a gift in a parking lot.
Jesus Christ.
It is just a picture of a grown man giving his son an Xbox with six Toyota Camrys parked right behind him with like fucking reserved parking stickers. Like, you are at your ex-wife's house just giving him an Xbox. Yeah. Like,
no,
please don't tell
that's
mom.
A public meeting place. That's not even ex-wife's house. That's like you met in a parking lot.
That's where you go to do Facebook Marketplace sales. Like,
They had dinner at a fucking Red Lobster. And it was like, hey, one more thing, champ.
I feel like showing pictures of the birthday party that I just did for my daughter solo to justify the fact that I'm a good father right now.
Where'd you do the birthday party?
What was the theme?
Yeah.
Tasting your own cum. It's a weird theme.
No, she's into Lilo and Stitch. So I did like a Stitch theme.
Ohana means family.
Ohana means family.
And family means never getting left behind. I live 2.5 hours away.
Hour and a half? You dumb fuck. Okay.
Ohana.
Ohana means family. A family means that my dad sees me on weekends.
You're not wrong. I'm the only person you ever meet that moved to Texas to be a better father and moved an hour and a half away from his kids.
Dude, Lilo had stitched this family together, please. Oh, I've never seen John get mad like that before.
No, I'm not mad. I had to swallow something you've never done with cum.
Yeah! I'm a man!
I don't know if you're a man.
Nah, you're not a man yet. Call me tonight after you become a man.
What's the manliest thing you think you've done?
Yeah.
Started a fire from a bow and arrow and a piece of wood and char cloth that I made myself by smothering fire. Char cloth.
What was the incentive of s'mores?
Char cloth.
What was the incentive of s'mores?
No, I had... Dog, I hope you get raped by a Doberman. That is rude as hell.
We have to make these cookies.
That sucks so bad.
I'll do anything. Please, give me that. I need these cookies.
Hey, sucks so bad.
Justin, you just missed the clip, dude. We got the clip. He wanted the clip. We got the fucking clip.
It was cookies. I got sent away to a therapeutic intervention camp in the woods.
What does that mean?
I did too.
So
a therapeutic intervention camp.
Mine was an at-risk teen facility. But yeah,
same thing. Yeah, it's different words for the same thing. Like, I don't want to do parenting, but if I pay someone else enough, they'll do it in the woods.
Yeah.
So I got sent to Groveton, Texas, and I was there for 38 days, middle of the Davy Crockett National Forest, dressed in like army fatigues. So we're out at campsites.
Wait, were you at the Maury thing?
Essentially.
Oh, like the scare
straight? It was that, but worse.
Is this before or after you kicked out the windshield for Sonic?
Way after.
Okay.
I was like 7 when that happened.
Okay.
My mom wouldn't take me for ocean water after soccer practice, so I kicked out the windshield.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, it's bitch. But
you're a fucking nightmare.
So I took a curved piece of wood that I whittled down, and then I tied some twine between the two of it. And if you...
You know, we know how it works. It's fine.
If you take...
and then you eat cookies.
No. And then we made a delicious batch of chocolate chip.
Yeah, please don't Keebler elves us, bitch.
You guys don't even appreciate how much of a genius I am.
We took the most manly thing he's ever done, and we said, you're a fat piece of shit.
And what's manlier than being fat? What? Oh, I'm sorry. Is gout not the king's disease?
Yeah,
they don't call it a queen's disease. That bitch ain't eating. I'm a fucking king. I'm a goddamn man. And I used a bow drill and I mixed a bunch of oatmeal and peanut butter and then wild berries that I picked to make cookies. Yeah, I made cookies and they were great. I cooked them over a fire on a shovel.
Only Mike's idea of roughing it. This is when cookies are at the end.
I made them from scratch. I picked the berries wild. They could have killed me. I didn't even care.
Have you had gout as a person?
Maybe. I don't have health insurance.
You mean that pain every time he walks? You mean that sharp pain in his foot every time he stands up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're currently?
Left. Yeah. It might be plantar fasciitis. It might be don't eat plants fasciitis.
Can I see it? Can you see gout?
No.
Hey, okay. Then hey, no
this
show.
Is,
no,
this is OnlyFans material.
Mm-hmm. Someone told me I should take.
Would you show your feet?
Yeah. Someone told me I should take pictures.
Let me see your feet.
I got monster feet.
Let me see those feet.
What
I'll tell you.
Hey, girl. No. Let me see those feet.
Sock off.
Are you ready for a foot
let
tattoo?
Let me see those feet.
Yeah.
Hey, girl. Let me see those feet.
That's a panda. That's a pistol packing panda on a pink ink blot.
Hey, you guys, you got good feet. I mean, they're real curved.
Well, no, they're actually very flat.
No, I'm talking There's about no your
arch.
Toes.
You don't have much arch.
Yeah, it's very flat. I've weighed it down. This is not the fucking, turn I was expecting.
I've got fucking disgusting feet, and I got a lot of people being like, yo, let me like lick your feet. I'm like, dude, I got fucking gross feet.
Here's the thing. If you heard,
I
looked at any point
recently, and I licked her feet without prompting because I'd heard that on stage.
And how'd that go?
She really liked it. So I was like, whoa. You guys do have better barbecues, or whatever the rest of the stereotypes are.
Are those Yeezys?
No, they're just Adidas.
Yeah. I'm so confused at how that connects, but I'm just going to ride with it.
You haven't heard any black comics talk about sucking toes?
Not that has to do with barbecue.
No, but you've never heard about black people having better barbecues?
Oh, I know that.
Yeah. So
but I didn't know they suck better toes. Together. They already have bigger dicks. I didn't know they suck better toes.
No, they don't suck better toes. They just suck toes more often.
Oh, okay.
It's part of the culture.
I'm caught up.
Yeah.
I didn't know. It's part of the culture? Yeah. You down with the culture, Mike?
I am.
Okay.
I've been told I can say it.
Say what?
Hello, friend.
Sorry, tell me the word.
Yeah, what word have you been allowed to say, Mike?
I didn't say I could say a word. That's crazy. It would say,
your bangs look
welcome
like.
Welcome to Highly Sessioned. We're starting all over.
Your bangs look like Hitler right now.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you do have Hitler bangs.
Well, I'll fix it.
They're mine.
Did you grow up speaking Spanish?
Spanglish. I didn't talk to the help, but
queso.
yeah.
Enchilada.
Donde está mi cum sock? Yeah. I had to talk to the maids.
Yeah.
We had
Wait, how many maids did you have?
We had 2 live-in maids. That's, Lucy Mar and Mario.
They lived in your house.
In the extra house. But they were fancy Mexican. Yeah. They were like Guatemalan or something.
Their house is probably better than your trailer.
Way better.
Oh, significantly.
The maid's house was better than mine. There's no doubt.
Yeah.
Damn.
Which trailer?
Maid's house was 2,600 square feet.
I lived in a lot of trailers.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you guys were like, hey guys, just to let you know, we're doing a little bit better. We got two trailers now.
Nah, see, I was a stepkid, dude. Oh, yeah, I didn't have shit.
I didn't know if they were like, yeah, we're landlords technically because we got three trailers.
We put it on Airbnb. But we put it up.
I had a superficial mama, so we would just have like a tanning bed trailer. You know what I mean? We had like an old trailer that had a tanning bed in it. My mom would go fucking tan in.
Really? How'd that work?
I got asked most of my life if I was half Mexican.
Yeah.
As soon as they saw my mom. Yeah, she had like leather skin.
And then they talk to you and they're like, no.
No. No. Donde es Irish?
Yeah, very.
Where is the Irish?
Yep.
Yeah, I grew up speaking German and French and it has not helped me at all.
Can you speak fluent French?
My French is quite shit.
Okay.
But my German's better.
It's Flugenheigen, but Flogen, Flugen, Flagen, Fliegen, Flogen.
You did say some words.
German words are crazy.
They're fun. They're all very literal, so they all make sense.
What's the word? Imp or something like that? They say it all the time? Imp?
No.
That's not.
That's Julian! I see it! No, that's the Jews German I know. Yeah.
The Jews are.
Mein Kampf, my struggle. Mm-hmm. What other German do you know?
Is that your favorite book?
Uber macht free. The work will set you free. Yeah.
Okay, Mike.
You said we just found out Mike learned all of his German from Schindler's List.
What you said is actually very Christian.
Yeah, pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Why French German?
I was born in Germany. I was stuck in German ski school when I was living in England.
German ski school?
Yeah. So I didn't have any, like my parents were just like, you're German.
So you've been flying the slopes for a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Since I was three.
Do you do pizza or French fry?
I switched to snowboarding when I realized how cool it was to be a snowboarder.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's when you really started fucking chicks, right?
Oh, girl. No, I didn't start fucking chicks until I was 18, but I got my first hand job when I was in eighth grade.
Oh, from who? Was her name Olga?
No, this was in Colorado.
Oh, damn it.
And I had just thought about...
I was thinking it was like a German, like, fucking Wiener Schnitzel, fucking, you know what I mean? Like,
no,
fucking,
I know.
I shall clean the aqueducts. No,
I know what you mean.
Would you like to make Das Night Batch?
But I was, like, so nervous to, like...
Das Night Batch?
So nervous to like prepare it for the first hand job that I was going to get. So I got in it with a razor and then I took the whole thing off.
Yeah.
And I was bald when she saw it. And I remember just a look of fucking disgust that she had. She looked over and was like,
that's this is less hair than my armpits.
Dude, this is an earthy granola fucking Colorado chick.
No, she was like a skinny Paris Hilton type.
Okay.
Yeah, and I haven't had any hand jobs since because I'm like, well, I'm not fucking, like, I'll do it myself.
Your fuck career is like Mike's fucking guest maid house to me, okay? It's the same fucking correlation. Imagine you fucked way better than I ever will, even when you were straight.
I don't know. What are you doing? What moves are you doing?
Hold on. I'm not talking about like,
John does cool moves.
Fucked
John
a better cool class. Moves. Better class. I'm
John gave himself a hernia last week.
You
no,
picking
that
up?
That was in January.
Are you doing a lot of picking up?
Yeah,
dude, you ever pick up and then immediately regret?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
You pick up and you're like, I'm so strong. Oh, I'm not that strong.
Like when you go to Waffle House before?
There's no way I can keep blood in my boner and my biceps. You got a lot of thickness about you. I've done it, oops.
No.
Perhaps I shan't fuck you against the wall. No. Perhaps I shall fuck you on the floor.
I don't know that.
Mike picks up a girl and his gal starts acting up.
Yeah.
Ah, my foot.
Dude, are you self-conscious about like how heavy you're breathing?
When I think about it. When I focus on it.
I do cardio for that one reason.
Is when you're fucking a girl.
I do cardio for that one reason.
Yeah. I don't like.
But neither of you have experienced this. When you're fucking a girl doggy style and you just set your gut on the back, and you're like, hold it up.
It's like a woman just takes a bra for the first time all day.
Ooh, and that's good.
And that's good.
Oh, it's great.
Do you like drop it a couple times instead of spanking her? You just drop
the belly on the ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just belly flop the ass.
The problem is though, if you create a seal, it's going to start making fart noises. You're fucking a girl from behind and you're just in her lumbar, just
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Chip got fat for a little bit, and that happened a couple times.
Yeah.
Then I smoothed back.
Yeah.
Thank you.
How do you?
Favor saying yeah.
Yeah, of Favor course. Saying yeah. You seem like a very smooth fellow.
I try. I dare.
How do you feel about this?
Thing? I dare.
All people receiving penis should be lasered from the eyebrows down.
No, laser doesn't work. I've lasered.
Does this make you? Like, does the it hair, doesn't work. Look at the amount of hair.
Yeah.
Like
gross.
Would you ever have that in a million years? Would you let that grow?
No. This is like a Brillo pad for grow poverty. That. It's disgusting.
No. I can only grow it on my nipples.
What, am I farting all the time?
Is that you farting?
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, it's this against it's okay. The squeak.
No, it's Mike farting.
I would be laughing way harder. And also, these pipes don't clear without some announcement, all right?
What's the announcement?
I imagine there's like a laborious.
I had Mexicans.
There's a laborious push involved. You know what I mean? It's like
no.
Every time he farts.
I'm not giving birth. I don't need Le Mans classes.
You might. I thought it was Lamas.
Lamas.
It is.
Is it Lamas or Lamas?
Lamas.
Lamas. Hamas? I need Hamas.
He turned it into the Taco Bell slogan. Live Mas.
Live Mas.
Live Mas. Hamas. That's good.
Dude, I did accidentally like Pavlov dog myself. Pavlov, the guy that fed his dogs and rang a bell at the same time. Found out if you ring a bell, the dogs salivate.
We know that.
They don't.
Everybody knows that.
The tards watching this have no idea.
Well, fucking read a book.
You're welcome, idiots. But I did that to myself. I went to yoga, and the yoga teacher was very hot. And at the end of the class, she would always come over and like extend your neck and pull it out.
Yeah, yeah.
And then do like a myofascial release on your face. Mm-hmm. But she'd have lavender on her hands. And it always gave me a boner. So now when I smell lavender, I'm like, mwah. Which is wild because it's an estrogenic compound.
The same thing happens to me when I smell Stetson cologne.
Get horned up for Randy.
He wants to explain Pavlov's dog and then says estrogenic compound and goes, yeah, everybody knows what fucking estrogenic compound is.
Oh, it makes estrogen.
No, I know.
But he won't taste his own cum.
Yeah. Why would you taste your own cum?
You should taste your own cum.
It's poison.
What if we dip it in lavender?
What if I told you it wasn't poison?
What if old girl with a lavender hand spoon fed you your own cum?
I would be mad at her.
No.
I would be very mad. I'd no, be like, this what is not what spoons said, are for. Spoons are for ice cream and yogurt.
What if she said this?
Tear feed me cum?
It's fair that you would think
but
that.
But I also like that you're like, a spoon is a spoon.
A spoon is a spoon.
I think probably the best tweet I've ever seen is.
Who is it, tapioca?
It's September 12th, 2001. You have a kid. They're stubborn about eating. You got to feed them. Do you do the here comes the plane?
2010?
September 12th, 2001.
Oh.
Do you do here comes the plane?
Depends if you have twins.
I hope your Tower 7 has hemorrhoids. I hate you so much right now.
Gets hemorrhoids?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you had hemorrhoids?
No.
Really?
Lucky.
What?
Have you ever had like an anal fissure, like a tear?
No.
Really? I've had a tear. That's why I did.
You ever had an
bread.
Anal deep fissure?
That's why I had to quit eating
I've been
bread.
Fisted. You don't, I like.
You've been, oh my God.
Yeah.
Let's go. You didn't talk about this. You puppeted?
I guess so.
Holy
was
shit,
it,
Kermit.
Was
tell
it,
us what, more.
Was it an Asian hand or like a man hand?
It was Chip's hand.
Whoa! Oh, shit. I'm shaking his
That's
hand.
That's a man
the
hand.
The same one, Kermit.
Yeah,
oh,
I know.
God.
Yeah. I'm shaking the same hand as been
Do you
up
fist
your ass.
Dominant hand or offhand? I would assume you fist with the left hand so it's not dirty and you can sign papers later. But like, what if you're fisting with the
wait,
right hand?
Wait.
No, no, he likes to do the fist with his left so that he can jerk off with the right.
Yeah, all right, cool. I didn't shake the jerk off. I didn't take the fist hand.
I think I had a drink in my, I think I shook left-handed.
Well, that's okay.
You fisted Colton.
No, I'm like 7 degrees.
You tasted
like,
a common fisted Colton.
No, I'm like 7 degrees away from your asshole right now. I'm like Kevin Bacon, you know
that's
what I mean?
That's 3 degrees.
Hey, you can fist me too.
I got small hands.
Yeah, I saw
I
that.
I fisted a lady and
that's
upset
why I allowed it. You can't.
Yeah, you got a bear claw.
Yeah, you can't do
dude,
it.
Dude, imagine that.
No.
Hey,
no.
You notice that I said the only thing that would also be a tasty treat.
What?
I just wanted the
a
bear
claw.
Bear claw.
Yeah, big fan.
I just wanted that to be known.
But also, probably the worst donut. Bear claw and long johns, kill yourself. That's a bad donut.
What about a honey bun?
A what?
A honey bun.
It's fine.
Okay.
That's not what you get at a donut shop.
Speak for yourself.
Okay, I am. And I'm correct. I'm the fattest here. I'm U plus U. I don't want to hear
how much you weigh?
290.
Yeah, I'm 200.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
I'm 190.
You're 200 pounds?
Yes.
I'm 190.
How much is your cock weigh? What are you talking about?
17 pounds.
Hey, as well as you, muscle weighs a lot.
Muscle does weigh more. I'm aware.
I have some.
That he gets from standing up.
He's all in his calves.
They are jacked. It's creepy.
Why don't you roll up your pants a little bit?
I didn't like the way you said that.
Hey, why don't you roll up your pants
a little bit? Hike up those britches a bit, boy.
We want to see what you got.
I hated that more.
The only fans.
Why don't you show up? You got such nice calves, everybody.
Hey, let's see a little ankle.
Randy, stop.
No, those are my line.
Yeah, that was...
Do you have any questions for me, Mike?
Questions, concerns, thoughts, complaints?
Back on Did he wiggle his fingers at all?
Yeah, it's actually a big problem. He thought he was trying to get more comfortable for his hand.
Sure.
So he turned.
It is like a weird glove.
And I was like, well, and I almost fucking punched him. I was like, do not fucking turn your hand while you're inside.
Yeah.
You got to come all the way out and go all the way back in.
Yeah, that's fair.
And
oh, because you'd get like a rectal twist.
Yeah, you get a fucking tear.
Come on, baby.
You still have never had a tear.
No.
Dude, you have an asshole made of steel.
I'm born to be wrecked.
Yes,
born
asshole made
to be wrecked.
You have an asshole made of iron. That's crazy.
The
name of this episode is the iron asshole.
But I felt like I could probably bicep curl her.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts being inside a woman like that.
The whole fist in there?
Yeah.
I fisted a big girl.
You got
like
a grip. You fisted it. Well, they got more girth.
Yeah, I fisted a big girl.
They fucking give a...
It was years ago,
a big girl for her to feel something.
Years ago. I didn't have the forearm strength that I have now.
Yeah.
It was a weaker arm.
Well, dude, if you're following a BBC, what are you going to do?
Well, I have a, you know...
You still haven't given us a number.
Yeah.
I'm like slightly under six.
Okay, so you have a regular size from the base.
From the base.
My dick is slightly longer than an iPhone because I measure with the iPhone.
If I mush all the way in.
So my dick, that's how I measure it.
Is it a max?
No. I still have no idea.
If I mush, dude.
It's not a Pro Max. It's a regular iPhone 11, okay?
There it is.
That's how long.
I felt tonsils.
Oh, I've never put my phone up to it. That makes sense.
Yeah, that's how I measured it.
Yeah.
You don't put your phone next to it?
It's slightly longer than an iPhone 7.
Oh, iPhone 11. I was up here with it.
Fair.
iPhone 6, I felt like I had a huge dick.
Dude, iPhone 3G?
Oh, dude. You got a monster cock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
you put an iPod Nano next to that thing. I'm like a moose.
Do you guys... In Grindr, they're always putting it next to a remote control.
Oh, remote control's a good one.
Oh, what, am I going to hit the recall button? What do you
want? No, so there was like this.
DirecTV remote, the small white one?
No.
Oh, I would do it next to a Roku remote. Just yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh.
Mike, how many Roku remotes?
That's pretty close.
I'm two Rokus.
You know, I'm like right next to the reset button on the Roku.
I'm half a Roku.
We got another clip.
Dog, if I had a Prince Albert, I could press the sleep button. You know? That's where I'm at with it. Your turn. Let's all do Roku penis. I don't like this at all. That's not the point of the game. The game is you have a remote penis, John.
No, it's about the same.
Yeah.
Cool. Your turn.
Sorry, you guys can't suck your own dick. That's not my problem.
He sticks it up his ass.
All right.
This actually feels
with his own fist. Just
this feels like a little small.
Ooh, sounding. You ever done
Never
it?
Never done it. I will not stick anything in my pee hole, and that's it. I don't.
Yeah, I would.
Men are forgiving, not receiving. You understand?
Yeah, no, that scares me.
No, that's a no-no.
It scares
zone.
Me.
Did you ever get the Q-tip in for STD check?
STD test. Yeah, back in the day.
So when I was 16,
that's a weird pain.
At homecoming or whatever, I brought a girl home to my mom's house. My mom was super fucking chill, so she never checked. So I brought this girl
she
back.
She never checked what?
My room, or cared if I brought people over. She'd be like, "Oh, Mike's a good boy." So I brought this girl over sophomore year, I think, but I banged her at the house, and then the next morning I was going to drive her home.
So cool.
sick as hell, dog. Michelle, you're a G. But so I threw a load in the back, did my whole thing.
You
and then
threw a what?
A load in the back.
Is that a metaphor?
I came raw, dog. No.
Okay.
Oh, I thought you said you fucked her in the ass.
I didn't know if you were doing laundry or not. You said
no, threw a load. I threw a big gooper down the center.
Was it a day batch or a night batch?
Was it poison? Were you poisoning women?
Did you poison her?
Yeah, dude, I poisoned the hell out of that girl. I get her a pill for antidote, you know, plan B, you know.
Plan B.
Anyways, so I come to this lady, and then we do cuddles. It's so nice. And the next morning, I got to sneak her out of my house. And I go to sneak her out of the house, and my mom's up making breakfast because she thought I had a friend over. And it was not a friend. It was a friend. Yeah. So she's like, oh. I made waffles. And I was like, hey, mom, this is Michelle. And she goes, you fucking whore. And starts screaming at Michelle. And then she immediately drives me to the family medicine practice, like 6 minutes away, and goes, my son has been having sex and I need you to check him for STDs. So we go back, and then we're in the doctor's office.
The doctor didn't explain that it takes 2 weeks for anything to show up?
No. She just, the whole thing was a nightmare.
Uh-huh.
But she was in the room as
she's like, no, mom, I used a condom.
Ew.
Did you do that?
I want my mom to respect me.
That's fair.
I could use a condom.
20 grand.
Then you should, if you wanted to respect her, you should probably taste your own batch.
Your mom's tasted batch.
It's the only way Laura's going to respect
yeah,
you.
Yeah, my mom's tasted my dad's batch as God intended. She may have tasted her own. It's cool when ladies do it. But when guys do it, it's fucking weird.
No.
That's crazy.
Mikey, way more normal
that's
for a
mental
guy to
illness.
Do it.
No, I'm telling you, you're weird.
You're strange.
I'm right.
No, you're wrong.
No.
I don't need democracy. It's a failed experiment. Most people shouldn't get to vote. This isn't. I'm right. Don't taste your own cum.
Taste your own
don't
cum.
Taste your own cum.
That's
hey,
the fall of society.
Cum.
Hey, remember, when you pop out that S night batch, okay?
You know,
give
I
yourself
name,
a little.
I can name five people that tasted their own cum. Colton Dowling, John Carden, Pol Pot, Adolf Hitler, Mao Zedong. You want to be in that
it.
Company? You cum tasters?
Genghis Khan.
No.
Didn't taste it.
Dude, he's related to 8% of the population. Dude. There's no way he tasted his own cum. That's a man.
Mongolians, a delicacy is yak cum. You don't think he tasted his
yak
own cum?
From an animal. Like yeah. a man.
This is the greatest cum that ever existed.
No,
it is the cum that literally populated half of humanity. You don't think he took a little sample?
I bet it burned through his tongue like battery acid.
It probably
did. To show him that God hated that.
No. No.
I'm an atheist till it comes to cum tasting. You shouldn't. Nope. God
come first,
upon
ask
you.
Later.
Yeah. I come in the socks.
Is that the
and
grinder
ask
motto?
Later,
yeah.
Should I wash
that's
it?
The company come, motto?
Come on over.
I honestly think I should get more credit in the Austin place. Community for introducing sniffies.
No.
What a
no,
cool guy man. Move.
No.
No. Have you ever been to a sniffies party?
No.
I have.
Really?
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right. It wasn't you.
It
yeah,
wasn't
but,
you.
But I brought the app to the scene.
You didn't go to no.
I came here with explicit messages from Chris DeRosa. Tell the gays. Tell the gays in Austin.
Uh-huh.
There's an app called Sniffies, and I did. And then all of you.
Oh, so you spread the love.
I'll tell you what. I've never hooked up on Sniffies. It's sketchy as fuck.
Well, yeah.
It is hedonism.
Yeah, dude,
it's actually
point.
That's not the problem. The problem is the hedonism. The problem is like
bad actors.
It's yeah, bad actors.
Yeah,
I'm so jealous of
no.
How
there's
gay
people
guys
out there
fuck.
That just want to rob like, you, and they're gonna pretend to want to taste your load. Show me a night batch.
Show me a night batch.
The night batch cometh.
The night batch cometh. Day batch. Whoa. But night batch, they're trying to taste it constantly. And you're just like, no, or whatever.
The night batchers?
What are you guys talking about?
The night batch vampires? They come, dude. They come.
Daywalkers.
Just so what was your question for me?
Man, I wish I remembered. It was going to be a good one. So the gay world is so...
What did you think he was going to go with this?
What? The whole world in his hands. Okay.
He's got the whole gay world
in his hands.
He's got the whole gay world in his hands. Oh,
what
in his hands. Oh, in his hands.
So you have He's got the night batch
in his hands. He's got the night batch.
I guess my question is twofold.
It is. There's many folds. But there is a an air of laissez-faire about it.
Wait. I don't think that's the right word.
Yeah, I see the correlation.
Bring yourself up by your own bootstraps.
No. That's
shitty. Laissez-faire.
That's Barry Gold. Like, no.
There's something to say la vie about it.
No, that's conscious of a conservative Barry Goldwater.
It's
that's,
come see, come saw.
It's E pluribus coming. E pluribus coming.
No, dude, E pluribus anus. From when he asses, come one. You know? But there's an attitude. What I mean by laissez-faire is there's no restrictions, there's no rules. In many hetero relationships, they're like, you don't cheat on me. That's very bad.
Yeah.
But then in gay relationships, like, go do fucks. One hole's not enough.
Uh-huh.
Explain.
Honestly, Chip got real sad for a while every time I was fucking somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to stop doing that.
Aww.
And I had, but then I had to empower him and be like, you can do it too. Because every person wants to fuck other people.
Yeah.
So, but the idea is that you don't want to do that because you might be alone one day, because you don't want, like, that's the fear is everybody doesn't want to be alone.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can be like, I love you no matter what. In fact, I actually got in trouble with him because I thought I was saying something really nice, but I was like, I love you so much, Chip, and I'm so happy I don't love you for your looks, because I'm gonna fucking die with you. You know, like
when of we AIDS. Get, what are you talking about?
I was like, crazy. I was like, no. I was like,
no,
like
listen.
When we get older, I'm still gonna love you. And I thought I was saying something really nice. All he heard was, I'm ugly.
Yeah.
But I was like, I'm gonna fucking die with you.
No, I get Chip so much in this.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you said you don't love me for my looks.
Yeah, that would
like,
hurt.
Why don't you just call me a fat fucking piece of shit?
All right, you fat fucking piece of shit.
Yeah, that's how it
is. Say to the camera to Chip.
No, I love Chip. It's his looks are probably, you know, lower on the priority list for me because I love him so much.
But did you ever fuck somebody and be like,
you gotta fuck ladies so you learn how to talk to them. That's crazy. You're talking to Chip like a boy. You gotta talk to him like a lady.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
thanks
great.
For the pussy.
Yeah,
kind of.
Yeah, that's it. You nailed it.
Kind of, and also your looks are the best part about you, and I love you and your most giant penis that there's ever been.
I don't like that. I don't think that that's true.
It's disingenuous.
I think that liking people for the looks is very shallow, and I wanted to tell him that I loved him deeply. Because I could fuck anybody just for their looks.
Do you feel like a better person?
And I fuck them and I'm fucking done with them.
But do you feel like a better person having done that?
It's that
no, I was wrong.
There it is.
For sure.
There it is.
I know. I know that it wasn't. But what I meant was
a perfect question.
Yeah. No, I for sure was
what I meant was, I'll fuck you because I love you for your personality. Your looks are a bonus. But what you said was,
you're welcome.
I don't even need to look at you, dog. I'll fuck you till I come, till we're
no,
gross
I'm
and
like,
saggy.
Yo, I'm so happy we fucked from behind. I'm kidding.
You scraggle tooth, ugly ass bitch, get behind me and fuck.
No, absolutely not. We do it missionary.
Really?
Sometimes, all sorts of ways.
How?
You backed off missionary real quick.
Listen, he's been fisted, okay?
Oh, okay.
We've already.
Okay, yeah. No, I. Yeah.
But it's weird, right? Because
he's
it's
so
like,
flexible.
It's missionary, but it's there's a defender. There's like, no, get out of here!
No, it's not fucking flopping down.
It's flopping out.
I'm sure you're jerking
on my belly?
No, hit. Explain.
You have a belly.
Yeah, so
much.
So
that's the problem.
Wow.
That's what you can't see
first
around.
First off,
this has been sexual education for Mike Eaton.
What if you have a belly and you can't?
How are you going to drill this penis with the belly in the way? What are you even looking at? Your own tits?
Good question, Mike.
What, are you straight?
All of Mike's sex questions are belly related.
And what if like you're laying on your back and you can't breathe because it's like your throat's in your mouth?
Yeah, your tits are choking you. You ever lay on your back and your tits fold up? Or whatever you guys were talking about?
Yeah.
Mike cannot relate to skinny sex. He has no ability.
Yeah, sorry, it's gross, you cum tasters. I'm over here in fat sex land just having a great time.
You know what? I think we're proof that cum isn't too high in calories.
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
it's actually really good for you.
Yeah, probably an estrogenic compound. Fucking weirdos.
Yeah.
Your taste... God.
This has been such a fun podcast.
I thank you for having us.
Yes. Yes. Please, let's clip the s'mores part. I want to clip that part.
S'mores?
Yeah.
Dude, have you ever made a cinnamon roll cookie?
Fuck.
With your own cum.
So, first off, wrong icing, Justin. But so
still, we got to get glazed to it.
Next time you have like a fat Saturday and you're just like, I want
a fatter day?
Hmm? What do you mean? A fat Saturday? What does that mean?
A fatter day.
You're fat only on Saturday? I hate to tell you, honey, it's Saturday. It's Thursday.
Every day is fatter day.
It's a weekend.
Every day is fatter day. Do, 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 do. No, but you have like, I assume we operate under the same boundaries. Like, I try and not be a terrible person most days.
Fatter
like,
day.
I only have one or two pasta dishes.
Fatter day.
But I'm like, a fatter day.
Fatter day like, night.
I'll have six
right.
pasta dishes. This rips. And then you go back and you're like, well, I need dessert. You can't end a meal without sugar. That's crazy. So then you're like, oh, well, I won't be a complete fat piece of shit and eat the dessert at the restaurant. I'll just make some at home. It'll be good. You do groceries, right? And then you go home. So if you take a cinnamon roll.
I don't do any of this.
I don't buy sweets.
Yeah, neither do I.
Are you poor? What?
No, I'll
do
buy.
Do you want me to Venmo you? Thanks for coming on the pod. I'll pay for some sweets.
The one thing that I buy is the Oreo birthday cake edition.
Okay, that's fair.
That's the only thing that
Can
I'll buy.
Can I tell
buy.
You something great to do with that?
No, the cookies
I buy. I buy.
Hey, Mikey, it's enough.
No, it isn't.
I buy the non-dairy.
You're the ingredients like a psychopath. Oh, I need a mouthful of flour. Oh, I need a handful of Oreos. What are you, just eating ingredients, you fucking psychopath?
No, I buy the non-dairy cherry Garcia. It's my favorite thing.
Oh,
in
my
the
God.
World.
Kill yourself.
It
what
is
the
so good.
Fuck are you talking about? Non-dairy cherry Garcia?
Yeah, why do I need
That's
fucking...
called Fairy Garcia, and you should be ashamed for buying it. What's wrong with
new flavor.
God. I hope you get raped by an almond.
It's made what with, fuck almond. It's made with coconut milk, dude. It's delicious.
You've been fisted, too, by a coconut. You fucking weirdo.
No, dude. It's better than the original.
No, it isn't.
You don't get
That's
that
not
clump.
How mouthfeel
You don't
works.
Get that clump in your throat from cow pus. It's nice.
Oh, that's a good point. And I drink it.
Oh, I'm sorry you're genetically weak. My bad. That you get cow pus in your fucking throats, you weak men. No. Probably from tasting your own cum and ruining your own fucking metabolism and your sweet, sweet immune system that God bestowed upon you. You're gonna eat milk and you're gonna get cow pus in your throat?
He's yeah. highly social, folks.
Hi, guys.
This is upsetting.
Have you guys heard
cow
about
pus?
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, it's a cow pus.
First off, it's just mucus.
It's nasty.
Second off, what? It's a championship.
Oh, it's just
fucking
mucus.
Belt.
It's just mucus. Come is mucus.
No, it isn't. Yeah.
Come is just okay. Fucking take that, bitch. Put that in your throat and choke on it.
Hock a loogie in his mouth.
Okay.
Jesus Christ, please.
I got you, dog.
Thanks, Mike.
Can you please right there.
Holy shit. When was the last time we both ate real God-given American ice cream from a cow?
A couple months ago. Yeah. I go to Wally's every now and then and get a cone. Dipped cone.
Yeah. That's soft serve. Fuck you. Fuck you in your fucking face. When was the last time you ate a pint of ice cream? You just sat down with a spoon and had a good night.
I don't think I've ever ate an entire pint of ice cream in a city.
Okay. Well, yeah. That might get your money up, queen. I don't know what to say to you. I've never eaten a pint of ice cream. Okay, I'm sorry. EBT can't afford a whole pint. But what are you fucking talking about?
Mike, I have money. I just spend it on meat. I like meat.
This has been the highly social.
No. We're sponsored Cole, by Bunks. I was trying to gain weight, so I was eating about a pint a day.
Okay, a pint of what? Halo Top?
First off, I was doing.
I get it. It's a problem.
Ben and
it's in
Jerry's.
My...
The I kind of
tonight
though. Usually the
American Dream.
Unfortunately,
the Netflix and Chill's really good.
Unfortunately,
Fox,
I did the Jimmy Fallon one.
Oh, the Tonight Dough.
Okay.
Yeah, two kinds of cookie dough.
Yeah,
pretty cool. Caramel swirls, big fan. Americone Dream though, chocolate covered waffle cone pieces.
Know.
Is that
mostly
Colbert's
menus?
Americone Dream, is that Colbert's?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I look over all those when I pick the non-dairy cherry Garcia.
Yeah. Well, I think he's got something going on there.
It's really good.
I can make you a dessert made of all of your bullshit fucking loser tree and still make it good. What you're doing is settling.
Mike, I have abs.
Cool, man. Use your abs to eat a meal. What are you talking about? You have abs?
It's 12:50.
Oh, it's time.
Okay.
Okay, well, John has abs and he's inviting men to come on them. Colton, what do you have to promote?
A back with cum on it.
Look at that.
Colton's comeback.
Ooh. I like that.
Comeback State House.
Comeback Stay Back.
Bloomin' Onions, dude.
Stay back there, you ugly
y'all
fuck.
Come back now, you hear? Come on my back now, you hear?
I've always wanted to be Superman that hoe.
Superman that hoe. No, hey.
But I don't fall asleep quickly. I usually run out the room. I don't like to cuddle.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't have any oxytocin in your system?
Oxytocin. I don't know.
Are you a big spoon or a little spoon?
I am no spoon. Do not cuddle with me.
I had a check.
Did you get raped as a kid? What happened?
No, I'm like, what do you want?
Love.
And then what?
Love. To fall asleep farting a
bunch. No.
I had a chick that was a bigger girl, and she was like, are you the little spoon or am I the big spoon? I'm like, we're just spoons. I was like, as a matter of fact, you might be.
She is an ice cream scoop. What are you fucking talking about? That is a spoon.
I said you might be a ladle. That was the wrong thing to say.
Yeah. But also, you got to keep them in their place. These fat girls are getting too much self-esteem.
For the seven
Lizzo
people.
Ruined them.
For the seven
people. They don't think they're people now.
Yeah, she wants me to eat this banana and a stripper's pussy.
First off, ew, fruit? Jesus. Some granola and chocolate syrup in there, maybe. I'll consider it. But you're going to make me eat a banana raw? Ugh. What is this, a protein shake?
You don't eat bananas?
Not without a flavor.
You don't eat just like a regular banana ever.
You're smoking a banana fucking vape.
Well, this is, first off, this is from a Gross Michelle, which is a banana flavor that's extinct because we mined it to extinction, but it was a significantly sweeter and better tasting banana that doesn't exist anymore.
Have you ever had that?
No, no one has. Not in the last 50 years. The Gross Michelle was mined to extinction. It's what mined? Harvested, whatever you want to call
harvested.
It.
Harvested?
It's a banana. It's a fruit.
Okay.
It's a crop.
I've heard of it.
So they killed it. Do you know that the heart shape like this, while it is not shaped like our actual heart, comes from a birth control plant that was popular in Greece that they use so much that it's extinct completely?
Huh.
Yeah. The heart shape comes from no cummies.
No what?
No cummies.
That's what
it's
cummies, called?
No damage. No, it's not the real name.
Oh, I wish, because it sounds Greek.
No cummies.
No cummies. Ain't no cummies in here.
Well, ooh, the bong.
I saw a
rest. What's the bong company called?
Did you ever remember the bong company?
Fuck, dude. What is it called?
Then Colton, what's the dong company? Could you give us the dong company?
Oh, have you ever used a fleshlight?
They gave me one once, and I've used it once, and I didn't care for it. I think it's fucking crazy. I think it's psychopathic that people would use a fleshlight, and they're like, I never fuck a guy. Oh, no. You're
calm
disgusting.
Down, cum-taster.
You're disgusting.
John, fleshlight. You ever used it?
No, I've never fucked a fleshlight.
I got one as a gift at a convention I went to, and I took it home. And I was like, I'm not going to fuck this.
Yeah. I think if you didn't fuck a dude and no one would find out, you'd like it.
And now that thing is smoking on his shelf. It's been a hard road.
No,
it's been a hard fucking road.
You ready for my poison? Yeah.
I'm a poison fleshlight.
No, I jerked off with the fleshlight.
I bet you heard me come in. It's nighttime, bitch.
Hey, I don't know if you know this. He snores.
I got sleep apnea. You're going to have a rough time. No. I got one as a gift, and I left it in the box, and then I used it a few times. It was like, this is pretty cool. But then the bummer was you got to, like, invert it to make it come out, and you got to clean it. So I did that a bunch of times, and then one night I came home drunk, and I didn't even think about that I used it. So I just threw a load in there.
Cold cum is disgusting, and you won't taste your own.
Thank
you're
you.
Disgusting.
Oh, thank you. Buddy, it gets so much worse.
That should close the podcast.
So I put the cummed in fleshlight just to the side of my bed, fall asleep. Like a month later, I come home and I'm like, you know what? I should fuck that pocket pussy again. And I grab it out and I throw some lube on my dick and I start to fuck it. And I feel Ghiblis inside. Little studio Ghiblis.
Little
just
boy.
In there, just like
little performing
it
babies.
It was ribbed for my pleasure in a way I wasn't expecting. And like when you fuck cobwebs, you're like, ugh, you know? And so I pulled it out and there was a green and gray mass of like mold all over my dick. So I grabbed my sock and I wiped it off very quickly. And I was like, oh, that's so gross. And then I was like, I can't believe I forgot that I fucked that thing.
I thought you were going to say, I can't believe it wasn't butter. Oh,
that was a good tag.
I was like,
oh, I can't believe it's not cum butter.
God, I hate you so much. But so I wiped it off and I was like, I can't believe I did that. That's so crazy. And then the next morning I woke up and I had like a 3 centimeter tall node on the head of my dick. I was like, oh no.
3 centimeters. Wow, that must have been an extender for you.
My first thought was like, this is gonna fuck some G spots up. You know, like I got a horn, dog. But that rhino cock. But so I was scared. Because I was like, oh no, I have a horn on my penis. This
you
is so
had,
scary.
You had an infection.
And, but I was like, I don't want to talk to a doctor about it. And then like a week later, it was still there. It was smaller.
Oh,
it was still
week.
There. So I went to the doctor and I got tested. It was a fungal infection.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
I created fungus in the cum bug.
No,
and
yeah.
then I fucked the fungus. Mm. And then I didn't wipe the fungus off fast enough. And so it infected me.
This has been highly social everybody.
With Mike Eaton. I hope you enjoyed this episode.
Thanks. Goodbye.